CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Tired of the same repetitive government narratives? Then wave goodbye to the distractions and rhetoric of corporate media. For this is Anti-Media Radio.
But I want to get the language right.
The B government is in trouble.
You're all a bunch of slaves. Bunch of slaves.
What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another.
What's your definition of me?
And now, here's your host, S.M. Gibson.
It's February the 23rd, 2017. My name is S.M. Gibson, and this is Anti-Media Radio. We are a little under 2 weeks into the new homepage of independent media, theantimedia.org. We are having a ton of engagement so far. Just yesterday on the site, we had 90 different news stories go up on the front page at some point during the day. We're right at around 70 today, getting a lot of engagement with the My News section, people submitting articles, upvoting, downvoting. And it's beneficial for us. It's beneficial for everybody out there to get a wide spectrum of seeing what's going on, and none of it being from a corporate mainstream source. The big news today was Standing Rock. They finally evicted everybody from the campsite. We did our best to keep up with all the live streams this morning. Unicorn Riot, for whatever it's worth, if the Pulitzer Prize is worth anything at this point, deserves one for their coverage. It was absolutely incredible, and it was heartbreaking at the same time. On many levels, of course, the silence of corporate media. Yesterday, for those who don't know, was supposed to be the deadline for eviction at the Standing Rock campground. And it was around, I think, 2 p.m. yesterday. And 2 p.m. came and went, and they kind of they had a little bit of showing up, the police officers who were actually from Wisconsin. But security, whatever you want to call them, it was a militarized force based on appearance, whatever they were, wherever they came from. And they arrested a couple of people, but nothing major happened. And today, after all the cameras are gone, most of the live streamers, they came in with Humvees. They came in with Bobcats. They were moved everything around, tearing stuff down, ran all the water protectors off of the land, and pretty much nobody paid any attention to it.
I'll tell you what they were doing. They were fighting the war on terror, man. They were trying to give the terrorists a reason to not hate us for our freedom anymore.
That's exactly what
it
was.
They were showing the terrorists, hey, look, we're not free anymore, guys. You don't have to bomb us anymore.
That's it. I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead on that. I'm going to bring in the editor-in-chief himself of the Anti-Media, Mr. Nick Burnaby. Nick, what's going on?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me on, and you know, thanks for being out here in San Diego with me while we get to work on this new homepage of the independent media. Dude, this is just, you know, a lot of work. 150 stories since yesterday.
Yeah, there's been a lot of information, and a lot of it very alarming information that we're going to try to do our best to dive into at least a fraction of it tonight. Also sitting next to me, the editor-in-chief of Era of Wisdom, Cassius himself. Cassius, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. pretty good.
Awesome. And we also have our co-host, Mr. Shannon Madden. Shannon, what up?
What's up, guys?
Feeling that? Doing?
You know, you said a minute ago that it was February, and it is just so not February here. The weather's just gorgeous. And I'm sure it's gorgeous out there, too, you know, California and all.
Yeah, the weather's been, I guess, pretty good. We've been mostly staring into computer screens, so haven't really been able to take advantage of the weather probably like should have. But at least we've gotten a lot of work done, and we've pushed out and rolled.
There's so much to talk about, so much news. Standing Rock, that is deplorable. If you want to talk about a basket of deplorables, that's it right there. And we're talking about the deplorables that had shiny badges and long guns and ready to set the camp ablaze and mow it all down and get ready for that new pipeline.
Well, yay. I will say this for it, and I was talking about this with somebody earlier today, and I hate to even say this, but when we've seen like things like this through history and in the past, even in the United States, it's not uncommon for a military action, which is what it was, military action of these sorts of people to get really, really injured, or usually, historically, people get killed in things like this. Mm-hmm. We didn't see that. That is a blessing in our time to see the power of the state just roll in and push people off this land. It was an obscene thing to watch. And they couldn't, of course, corporate media wasn't there. They couldn't air this on TV because the public of the United States would have been in the streets tonight. They would have been outraged to see these people being arrested and all their belongings being rifled through, being ransacked. And it wasn't like it was just, you know, police officers going through this. This was a militarized force doing it. I mean, it looked like they were on a mission in Iraq with snow around them, basically. And you didn't see anybody putting up any fights, you know, and maybe that's, you know, what de-escalated the violence. But at the same time, the show of force was just outrageous. And how anybody can subscribe to that is beyond me. But we have to remember the reason. I don't think a lot of people co-signed on what happened today, because I believe most people don't know what happened today, and that's by design, and that's what's terrifying. It's because the so-called media is not out there doing their job. You know, the Washington Post, who everybody supposedly loves, wasn't out there. But what were they doing? They were hiring John Podesta to work for them. So great job. Keep up the great work over in Washington.
Oh, man, we'll never get to find out about Pizzagate now.
Yeah, democracy definitely has died in darkness. And ironically, they weren't there to cover a very, very significant story. So great job on that.
Yeah, you know, it's just it's unbelievable to see what these guys are doing out there to these Native Americans and these protesters out there. I don't know which part is worse, but seeing Humvees and basically what looked like tanks rolling down and rolling up on people, and seeing just innocent people running away from their encampments, seeing their encampments ripped up, and you know they're cutting holes in teepees, and they're bulldozing houses that these guys built. It's really sad. And then tomorrow on Fox News, dirty these protesters are. They left their trash everywhere. When obviously, if you were watching the video today, they weren't leaving trash. They were run out forcefully from their encampments. What are they going to do? Roll up their sleeping bags while the cops are bearing down their throats with guns drawn? Guys had their guns pointed right in their faces today.
That certainly.
And you think
happen.
The guys think, oh, I got to clean up my sleeping bag, you know, and pack my tent up? No, you're running for your life. Of course, you're not going to pick up your trash. And so tomorrow, when you see that crap on Fox News, and oh, look at the truckloads of trash these protesters left behind. Well, dude, I'm sorry, but it goes back to that Malcolm X quote. if you're not careful, the media will have you hating the people that are oppressed and loving the oppressor. That's Fox News.
I think a wise question to ask would be who, for example, in Trump's team is affiliated with oil companies, and how exactly are they tied together? Who are these people who individually...
Well, Trump himself was invested in Energy Partners, and as well as Rick Perry was on the board of directors, who's running the pipeline. So,
Secretary of State is former CEO of ExxonMobil.
Exactly.
Mean, the whole Trump administration is pro-oil. No, there's no getting around that at all.
Yeah, to the point that you had to have Mattis come out and make a statement, despite the fact, you know, because basically what we've seen with Trump so far is he makes a statement, and people in his cabinet have to come out and be like, whether it's Spicer or Kellyanne Conway, have to say, oh, no, he didn't mean that. That's not what he really means or what he believes. He was just running his mouth. What that may be true or not, he still says it, and he's still the president of the United States. But Mattis had to come out and say, no, we're not going direct for the oil. Our goal is not the oil. Even though Trump did say that while running for president. Speaking of Iraq, another situation that people are not paying attention to right now is the battle for Mosul. We've got the Iraqi army, which is, you know, in correlation with the U.S. Army, stormed the airport military base today. We also, the Pentagon confirmed that U.S. troops have been wounded in Mosul in the battle. We've seen what I believe the number is 650,000 people that are stuck inside the city.
650,000 people are trapped in Mosul.
And it's very, very, very similar to the situation that we just got done seeing in Syria.
In Aleppo, yeah.
AKA, what is Aleppo, except, Gary Johnson?
Yeah, except Mosul is about 5 times bigger currently in population than Mosul. So here's the thing. Where's the media coverage on Mosul?
Where's the media coverage on anything important? The media coverage is all directed at Donald Trump. Anytime he breathes, anytime he sneezes, anytime he does anything.
These guys were ready to start World War III over Aleppo because they said Russia was being bad and they were trapping civilians in Aleppo. We're trapping 650,000 civilians right now in Mosul, and the media is not even there. They don't even care. It's almost as if they only care about people getting bombed if Russia is doing it. And when we're doing it, no big deal.
But look, that's the propaganda. And I mean, they have definitely cornered themselves of who's the enemy and who's not the enemy. We've got 7 nations in the Middle East that are the enemy because of 9/11, yet the country where all the terrorists came from, or the multiple countries where the terrorists came from, because only 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia. UAE was involved too. Neither one of them are on that list. So, you know, they've got to, whatever that's about.
There's something really wrong when people can't find it in themselves to pay attention to geopolitics and things like that. Out of all the topics I've seen flop when it comes to articles, geopolitics, you know, that's not even the right word for it. It's not geopolitics, it's lives and people. And people can't really equate that to themselves very easily.
Well, it boils down basically, and it's part of the strategy of what happens in Standing Rock today. If you don't see it, you don't care about it. And if you don't see it and it's something really bad and it's something that the U.S. government did, then you don't believe it because you don't believe your government is capable of doing something like that. So it's horrendous that these things are taking place, but it's so vital that, you know, the CNNs, these people that have the ability to cover all this stuff, where are they at? They don't cover it. They don't tell you about it. And they have their perfect, perfect, perfect president to keep you distracted.
Well, I think we discussed this a lot on the show throughout Trump's candidacy and while he was on the campaign trail that, you know, if elected, you know, there's not really much else that reporters have to do. All they need to do is pull up Twitter and see what Donald Trump is, what crazy thing he's typed today. And that's it. That's all they have to do now. There's no journalism. There's no investigation. There's no, all you have to do is, yeah, okay, yeah, it's on his Twitter account. We'll go ahead and report on that and then pontificate on that. And we'll eat up an hour of, or 45 minutes or an hour of airtime just discussing Donald Trump, his policy, so on and so forth. And it's the absolute perfect distraction for the powers to be, Congress and so on and so forth, to pass whatever crazy law or help some sort of, you know, let the pipeline, which was a pretty hot button issue at the very end of the Obama administration, suddenly, nah, we ain't going to deal with all that and agonize over that anymore. Give me that pen. Let's go ahead and sign off an executive order and get the rabble rousers out of there. It's time to make America great again.
Well, the interesting part about all of it is part of the reason I believe that the Obama administration kind of backed off of it was because we saw, so first off, there was a way larger amount of protesters on the ground back in the fall when all that
former happened. Veterans. I mean, you had a lot of different people that had come together to speak out against this.
Then you had a congresswoman show up there, which didn't help matters at all as far as getting publicity about the subject. But the veterans who came armed, Obama was kind of put in a corner. And plus he was, you know, watching the clock run out on his term in office, and he didn't want that on his legacy. So he could just push it to the side, and everybody involved knew that it'd be taken care of as soon as Trump was in there. So they just kind of pushed it away. And also another thing was the huge Facebook social media movement that we saw. People checking in at Standing Rock, thousands and thousands and thousands of people acknowledged in what was going on at Standing Rock. When that happens, they're going to back down to a degree, but they don't completely back down. They just push it off for a little bit till everybody forgets about it. And
not this administration. Once they have their mind made up about something, regardless of how right or wrong it is, they're going to push forward no matter what.
But they did today, everybody had forgotten about. It was nowhere near what we saw back in the fall where everybody was outraged and everybody was upset. They did what they wanted today for the most part. So we didn't see an outcry from the public. We certainly didn't see any media outlets covering it. There was a few there yesterday morning, which was the day of the supposed eviction, but today nothing. So, look, that's the name of the game. That's what the media is there for. It's to keep you uninformed, basically, and to keep you talking about a bunch of nonsense while the other stuff goes on out in broad daylight. Today was a perfect example of that. I'm going to go ahead and hit a couple of stories we've got up right now on the front page of the antimedia.org. Real quick, for anybody, we've got a story up in My News. The headline is, John McAfee, while you are watching your phone is watching you. It's an interview he's done recently in Romania, and I highly, highly encourage everyone to go watch this interview. It's terrifying, and you're probably not going to like anything that he says, because the reality of the situation that we're living in is not very good. But he basically talks about technology and your smartphones and, of course, computers in general, the cloud, blah, 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 blah. But we're being watched constantly. We're being tracked constantly. And when he gets into the whole financial system and how our money is stored, it could all come collapsing down tomorrow, and it's probably why you have so many people selling gold these days, I guess. We should get some gold sponsors on this show. When's that going to happen?
Dude, we're so controversial that it's hard to get any advertisers. I mean, to be honest, man.
How do we get those vitamins Alex Jones is selling on here?
Male Vitality?
I guess that's what it is.
I thought Shannon had the hookup on that.
Yeah, Shannon, when are we going to start selling all the Alex Jones products?
We'll talk about that off air. I've got a contract that, and I can't go into it right now. Did y'all see the video, the apologist video that Alex Jones did for Milo? Since y'all spoke of the devil.
But I really want to now.
It is, yeah, it the leaps and bounds in the world history that he interjects in this little 30-minute video to make apologies for what Milo said is just, I mean, it's fascinating. It really is. Somebody go check it out, but don't pull it off the InfoWars site because I don't want them to get any more clicks. That's just wrong. Well,
I'm not with everybody else. Alex Jones is the theater that he is. I'm not against him. I'm not for him. Whatever. It is what it
man,
is.
And Alex used it to be cool, to man.
Make fun of him. Like, that's part of it, too. Like, I'm not going to get on that ship just because everybody else is doing it. If I want to laugh at it, I'll do it in my private time. I don't need to tell everybody else about it. But that's kind of that with Alex Jones. But it sure is entertaining, I'll say that. So what do we think about the news coming out tonight? Actually, kind of two stories that relate to each other a little bit. Speaking of the Trump administration, we have seen, which I think both tie into Jeff Sessions, one not so much right now, but it's definitely got something to do with Jeff Sessions, that they're reverse phasing out the private prison industry. I don't know if y'all saw that the numbers of their stocks skyrocketed today because they're ready to start filling up the private prisons once again. And also, we saw the White House kind of insinuate that the states that have legalized marijuana, that's not going to be happening much longer either. While at the same time, oddly enough, talking about how the transgender stuff is all, it should go to the states because they're states' rights and we should care about states' rights, while turning around completely and talking about how the federal government should tell the states that have decided to do something, they should tell them what to do. And you couldn't get much more hypocritical than that. And it's really not even about the topics themselves, but it's how any administration, and look, they've all done it, but this is the one in front of us right now, they can come out and say, well, this has to go to the states because it's something you want to happen, whereas the other one, nope, we need the federal government to protect everybody. We have to have the federal government telling you what to do. And it's so completely hypocritical. And what's scary is there's people that go along with this. There's people that think this is, I guess, good. I don't know. Like, but basically what it says to me is they are at least pointing in the direction of private prisons and the drug war teaming up once again to make a bunch of money and a bunch of poor people being hurt by this.
You hear that siren back there? It's not special effects. That's probably somebody about to go to prison right now. So yeah, dude, mass incarceration is the biggest farce in this country. Land of the free, where we just jail people for stupid shit, nonviolent offenses, victimless
crime. Growing a plant, yeah.
Oh, God, dude, it's just, it really makes you wonder if you're living in the right place when they tell you that this is the land of the free. Makes you wonder what freedom is, you know, it makes you wonder.
You're free to do what you're told, and you're free to live how the federal government deems you should live. You know, that is the reality of it, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, which hopefully at this point, and if you're listening to this show, you have kind of come out of the, I'm going to be on one side of the aisle or other, because that's one of the biggest problems in this country. We all know that. We talk about it constantly, that it's the division. You look at the bad or the good guys or the bad, oh, whatever, it's the Democrats, it's the Republican, it's the Muslims, it's the Black Lives Matter, it's the white supremacists. There's always a monster out there. And we don't realize that if we just come together and focus on the problems in front of us, focus on the things that we do want to change and hold the people in charge accountable, we can actually make a difference in this world. But we're always looking for a boogeyman, unfortunately. Maybe the day we'll snap out of that and we finally will make a difference. But, you know, I have to say, as far as the hinting towards the cracking down of the states who have legalized marijuana, it shocks me. It really surprisingly does. We were talking about this yesterday, that me and Nick were off air, that I really thought that this is a, no pun intended, a kind of a trump card for him, for the Trump administration, that all his detractors and so much steam that has built up and so much anger and animosity that's built up on the left, that he could deflate a lot of that by giving it back to the states and decriminalizing it federally. I think it would have done a lot to get people to back off of him and give him a little breathing room. Yeah. Strictly on political terms.
We were literally just talking about it, and you were saying, like, yeah, that'd be one good way to shut everybody up. It's just, you know, Trump should go through and just decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it, you know, that would be something good. And we go out and we're having lunch, and then you tell me, well.
The opposite just happened. The
exact opposite. They're going to crack down on recreational marijuana. So.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's a terrible move politically on his part, but I guess that's the game he wants to play.
Why is that? Like, what interest could be influencing him to, or them to want?
He's a 70-year-old man, and he has people in his ear telling him this is right and this is wrong. I personally, and I've heard people in his administration talk about it, the new head of DHS, Kelly. I've heard a lot of people in his administration talk about that, look, the drug war's been pretty stupid. This hasn't worked out very well. We should probably do something to fix this. But Jeff Sessions does not feel that way. And I feel like a lot of this is probably coming from Jeff Sessions. And he's certainly got Trump's ear. He was definitely, I mean, I'm sure he has a lot of clout with Trump because he was the first one to kind of stand up for Trump. He was the first U.S. senator to endorse him. He got on the bandwagon early, and now it's paying off for him, and he's got the president of the United States' ear, and this is what we have. I think it's a stupid move politically. It's not going to help anything. And of course we can talk about the devastation of the drug war. At this point we should all kind of understand where we're at on that. I mean, today Sean Spicer, when asked about it, he started talking about how people, well, why would you do that? And he started talking about how people were addicted to the opiates in this country.
The legal opiates, you mean? Right. The ones that are FDA approved.
Right. So, yeah. You know, that didn't make a ton of sense, but whatever.
Yeah, we can't legalize marijuana when people are getting high on heroin, right?
Because right,
heroin's definitely legal. And, oh, wait, no, it's illegal already. I forgot.
I guess.
And since it's illegal, people aren't getting it. Oh, no, that's right. People are getting it. So how does this make any sense at all? It's just... There's no rational
argument. You cannot say in the same day, we're going to just have a free for all with the private prisons and then bring this topic up on the same day without at least giving off the air that this is definitely about money.
Bingo. I mean, and you know, the very first ones that they're going to go after, they're not going to go after your street level, you know, somebody just trying to buy a nickel bag. They're going to go after the actual legitimate licensed growers. They're going to go after the dispensaries as drug dealers. The bigger the charge that they can glean off of it, and the more money that they can generate for local, state, and federal municipalities and fines, fees, and so on and so forth, that's where they're going to go first. And pretty much it's going to be a shakedown. You know, there's a lot of people are going to make a lot of money off of that decision.
Making money right there.
Anytime that we hear something like this, particularly when the federal government has to step back in front of the states, especially states that have quote unquote declared themselves sovereign, I believe California is one of them. You know, that anytime you hear something like this, the first question you need to ask yourself is, who's going to be making money off of this? And Mr. Gibson, I think you nail it.
They're taxing the crap out of this stuff. So I don't see, like, it seems like they're going, like, it's a short play for money, because in the long run, it seems like there's more money to be made. But I guess the wrong people are making the money.
It's got to be some other kind of money aside from what we see with
the they wanted to go to the private corporations instead of the federal government, because you don't say we're going to do, you know, we're going to definitely have private prisons in this country. You can't say that on the same day and it not look really bad.
Yeah, that's true, man. I didn't even put those two together. But I'll tell you who wants people to be arrested for marijuana, dude. That's the alcohol industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the private prison industries, and the police unions. These are the four groups. These are four out of the five biggest groups that pay to lobby governments to keep marijuana illegal.
Could Trump be pretending to be against Big Pharma? Let's see his ties with exactly who would have an interest in, you know, keeping it legal.
I know that he's said some stuff that has hurt pharmaceutical stocks, but other than that, I don't see him being against Big Pharma really much at all.
Yeah, me either.
I see him pretty much status quo on that front, with the pharmaceuticals and stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things we're going to have to see how it plays out, because one thing, the only thing that so far has been dependable about the Trump administration is how bipolar that it's been. And I know that there's going to be Trump supporters out there and they're going to say, well, he said he was going to do stuff and he's doing it. And whether you agree or disagree with that stuff, that is a fair point. That he said he was going to do stuff on the campaign and he's doing it. But for instance, he said we're going to ban all the Muslims, and then he turns around and bans seven specific countries. Doesn't have anything to do with actual terrorism in this country at all, period, whatsoever. The countries that do have something to do with terrorism, they just keep getting rewarded, just like the Obama administration awarded them. So that allows his administration to come out and say, guess what? This isn't a Muslim ban, because look at all these Muslim countries we didn't ban. And so, but you also have Trump saying we are going to have a Muslim ban. And so, and then of course people start screaming and yelling, it's a Muslim ban, it's a Muslim ban. And while that's not true, I understand why they believe it, because he said it. And that's the problem with Trump. He says all this crazy stuff, and then his administration has to come back and be like, that's not what he meant. That's not what he meant. And what he meant was, it's business as usual. And that's really what we're seeing. We are seeing business as usual. It goes back to the biggest talking point with Trump right now is immigration. We're literally coming off of a president that deported more people than any president ever in the history of this country. More of the same. He's doing it a lot louder. He's doing it with a megaphone instead of doing it in the shadows. But the end result's the same thing. So, again, this is why you cannot be blinded by the two-party system and think your team's better, my team's better. Both teams are stupid.
All teams don't matter.
All teams don't matter. That is exactly it. No teams matter.
Except for the Alabama Crimson Tide, of course.
Except for that. I still can't get over the fact that Mark Zuckerberg met with Nick Saban. That was so good.
Yeah, he was in town. Facebook lit up in Birmingham, Alabama, all of the Mark Zuckerberg sightings. Yeah, that was really special.
That was cute. So anyway, what we need to try to get some people for sure, Nick, for next week on the show that were in North Dakota today, and get the people on the ground's experiences, because that was a really big thing that happened and no one covered. I say no one. I, again, will give a million shout-outs to what Unicorn Riot did today. And we did our best to keep up with all the live streams so people could have different angles and different views, but they really knocked it out of the park.
I wrote the article yesterday to you know, just basically give an introduction to what's going on out there, and then just say, hey, here's the videos that we're finding. We're going to keep updating them. it turned into a 2-day long ordeal. Like, we started this thing yesterday. We thought it was going to go be over, continued into today. They waited for the mainstream media, the few mainstream media outlets that were there yesterday. They waited for them to leave, for them to come in today and just start cracking down. Or they you know, orchestrated it that way, or I don't know, whatever they did. It's unbelievable to see a damn military going down fighting against Americans, peaceful Americans who are trying to protect their own damn land and water. The army, the military is going in there and rolling over them, literally rolling over them. Like, it looked like a damn blitzkrieg out there, dude.
I have to say this, because this is kind of what I described it as earlier, and I have to remember, oh, yeah, we've done way worse stuff. It was like, I was like, oh, it was crazy. It was military. It was like Waco. And it was like, oh, so people died. I was like, well, nobody died. I was like, well, I guess it's good nobody died.
No one died yet.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that part is a blessing, because you think back at Waco, it's like, you know, they just killed a bunch of people with, you know, out hesitation. So it wasn't like Waco, I guess, but it definitely appeared like they were in Iraq, a military action sweeping in on Americans, on American soil, in an American state. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it was a military action. It was an invasion. It was a blitzkrieg. You know, it's a taste of what we can expect.
Yeah.
And this is what's going to happen in any situation that ends up being big. Like I've been saying it on my show, dude. I'm predicting it. When the next riot hits, it's going to be the worst one we've seen in a while. And I could see this similar kind of action where a large National Guard presence, military presence, militarized presence just starts rolling down the streets of these cities, big cities, and just, you know, overwhelmingly crushing or attempting to crush protests. This isn't the way to go about solving these issues. This is the problem. Without having and addressing the deeper problems here, why are people out rioting in the streets? Why are there people out there blocking this pipeline? We got to understand why these things are happening and address them from that front. You can't just go in there and send in the troops and expect it to be crushed. We made the same mistake in the war on terror. Like, you can't just go into countries and knock out insurgents and knock over governments because you don't like them.
We can't relinquish our arms, and we can't relinquish our practices that are the remaining bits of strength that we have left.
Yeah,
and it could get much worse from here.
These guys are what they're doing with what they're doing today in Standing Rock, and what I see happening in the coming months under Trump, with the rioting that's most likely going to take place very soon, is an insurgency growing, dude. You can't just go in there and put down these people up in Standing Rock and expect them to go home peacefully. You may not have a camp where you could actually physically confront them, but that's even worse, because then they're going to go underground and they're going to be popping up on you at the police station or at an ambush at the checkpoints, at the Army Corps of Engineer headquarters. Like, dude, I hope that it doesn't have to come to this, but it's going to.
That's a good point. I mean, if someone spent that much time,
it's
going to
be a homegrown insurgency in the United States, and it's not going to be Muslims, or it's going to be just a bunch of different people joining together.
Well, what happened today, I think, is so drastically different than what we're seeing throughout the country, because what happened today was people basically standing up bravely for a piece of land and saying, we don't want this certain thing to happen, and we're going to stand here and bravely take whatever you're going to throw at us, whether it means we go to jail. We're going to stand up for our land, which is what this country was literally founded on. A lot of the stuff in the country, a lot of the other stuff, CNN, sure, they want to put that on TV. It's based in division. It's based in the Democrats versus the Republicans, or this group and that group, everybody's going to beat each other's throats. They want to put that on TV because they want to keep people divided. They want to see the people that hate these people angry. They want to see the people that love them cheer it and go, yeah, let's get all those other people we don't like. That's not what happened today. That is not what happened at all today. We had people standing up for their land, and it had nothing to do with division or media garbage or political garbage or anything like that.
Had nothing to do with Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
Right.
It really didn't.
That's a good point. That's real.
And I think most of the people that so far have been in the streets for a lot of stuff, well, not everything, because there have been reasons for some of it, but a lot of it's been stupid. What happened today was definitely not stupid, and that's definitely why they didn't put it on TV, because they don't want to put anything real. They don't want Americans to see something to bring them together to go, oh, wait, maybe this shouldn't happen. Because they want to keep Americans divided, because it's divide and conquer. And that's as simple as that.
Another thing, too, now keep in mind, stuff is going on all over, right? So also happening yesterday, a couple of protesters were arrested in Florida trying to stop a pipeline down there, which it's called the Sabal Trail Pipeline. So, you know, it's not only happening up in Standing Rock. Sorry, excuse me. It's also going on in Florida. And then also last night, a bunch of kind of big protests just north of here in Anaheim, because that kid got manhandled by that by the off-duty cop, and then he discharged his firearm when there was a group of kids hanging around. I mean, these are like middle schoolers, you know what I mean? And they weren't even hitting the guy or anything. He was just trying to be tough. And protesters out here in Anaheim, so you got protests going on in the Midwest. You got protests going on in the South, down in Florida. You got protests going on here in Southern California. I mean, it's only a matter of time until you got protests going on all across the country on a big scale.
Well, I do think we've already seen protests all around the country on a big scale.
But I mean, not what I mean is like different than these reactionary, like, oh, I'm protesting because Hillary Clinton didn't win.
Right.
I think it comes in waves like this. And people get tired and realize that some things do or don't work. And then, like you said, they come back with a different strategy. Those who are dedicated and have already invested so much time in it that they're not going to give up. I think it comes in waves and it will keep popping up.
Here's
little trigger points.
Yeah. And here's the thing about today. I think most people think the whole Standing Rock thing, I think a lot of people think that's a left issue. And then you had all these veterans go up there. Well, if there's a mass of veterans going somewhere to defend something, you're going to then see the right go, well, we support our veterans and they support this. We're going to support this too. What are they doing to these people?
Or at least they said they can't criticize.
Right. And then they're going to say, wait, you've got all this military here on our – they don't want people to see that. They don't want to see a military action. And you would have had the left and the right today come together and go, uh-uh. You would have. It didn't happen because it didn't show it.
You remember when Ferguson popped off and everyone was like, oh, shit, man, the police have become real militarized. This is crazy, right? And, of course, we've been the canary in the coal mine on this issue for 4 years now. But mainstream, this shit didn't become big till Ferguson when those MRAPs were pulled out and they had the snipers put up on the MRAPs and shit, right? Everyone all of a sudden was like, okay, we don't know about the rioting and stuff. You know, that's I don't know about that, but the militarization of the police, wow, that's like ridiculous. What happened today at Standing Rock made that look like nothing. I mean, at Ferguson, what, they have an MRAP, a couple of MRAPs?
Oh, yeah.
Today they have like
way bigger than
50
that.
Military vehicles out there, Humvees.
There were like 50. There were like,
a dozen, yeah, MRAPs it was and stuff. Like, it was like a legitimate army out there.
And I want to say this, too, and it's part of the reason I don't like getting on the bandwagon of criticizing Alex Jones, is because for years and years and years he said there's a police state coming. He made movies called Police State 1 through 15 or whatever it was. And today, when we see what he talked about back then, he's silent. He says nothing about it.
We should go see what he covered today with Standing Rock on InfoWars.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like,
he's either not covering it at all or he's making it look like the protesters are the bad guys.
Right.
Derek made a good
video. Like, Alex Jones went from warning us about the police state to being a cheerleader for the police state.
Right. It's bizarre. It's a bizarre thing.
He's sold out, man. He's compromised. He's no longer the Alex Jones that people used to look up to as a legit conspiracy theorist. Now he's
just, or the Alex Jones that actually woke a lot of people up and brought them into this movement to begin with.
He did a long time ago. Long time ago.
But it's amazing to me how this was the guy going, the police state's coming, and just screaming it at the top of his lungs. And we see what we saw today. And let's see. I just pulled up InfoWars, And we have, I'm looking, Trump. We have a story about Jones himself. We've got Trump. We've got the CNN tapes, which we do need to talk about, which I haven't seen anything big coming out of that yet, but whatever. Hopefully there will be, but you never know.
Genetically modified people.
More Trump.
That's real.
Colbert talking about Alex Jones, the globalists and doom or something. Interviews with Alex Jones.
Have you found anything on the pipeline yet?
Nope. Not a bit.
Keep looking.
Literally nothing. Not anything on the front page at all.
And that's, you know.
Wait. Super Male Vitality. You can get that.
Oh, shit. They do have.
Joke.
Breaking news. So, yeah, dude. You know, maybe Alex Jones wasn't against a police state by principle. He was maybe against a police state only if it was under Obama.
Anti-police riots explode after off-duty LAPD officers clash with teens. So
he's profiting off that.
So now we see anti-police riots. It's bizarre. This is something fishy here.
It wasn't a riot though.
He's talking about riots, and Paul Joseph Watson is talking about protesters being.
It's like they got everybody stirred up. And then flipped completely. It's really weird. I don't know what's going on with it.
It's almost like Alex Jones is trying to usher in a police state now.
He's a damn skilled agent, man. I gotta give it to him for
that. Guy's dangerous, bro. He's a manipulative, dangerous character that bullshits his way through everything, and he should be very.
It's hard to tell.
Be very wary of Alex Jones.
Be very wary. It's hard to tell whether
he's definitely not what he used to be. Say that.
And he's still copying our anti-media articles and sticking them on his website.
Yeah, I think we actually had an anti-media story
just
go
today.
Up on InfoWars
just today.
He
stuck one of our articles up there.
But whatever. So I tell you what, while we're sitting here, we've got it pulled up, and we've got this is we probably. Should not do this every episode, but it's so new, it's so fresh. It's look, we've had over 150 stories go up in the past two days,
man. 150 stories. Like, I don't want to like tell people don't go anywhere else, but to the anti-media.
No,
page,
please go everywhere.
But we're bringing you enough stories where you don't have to go anywhere else if you don't want to. Like, you could 150 stories. I don't know how quickly you read, but that would take me like 3 days to finish reading all those. And so, you know, we're providing a bunch of different viewpoints from all across the internet. That's the beauty of this. We're not just saying, okay, here's every single news outlet from this one type of ideology with this one type of bias. That's not what we're doing here. What we're doing is providing you with news from all across the political spectrum, dude.
That's not corporate news. That's what is really, 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 really important here.
We're staying away from corporate media 95%. Every now and then there's a story that's so fresh and breaking that it doesn't come, you know, you can't get it from anywhere else. And, you know, when people submit those stories under my news, you know, we'll let them slide, even though
I haven't approved one yet.
Even though we're not promoting, like, mainstream media and stuff like that. But if it's, like, the only source and it's an important story, we'll let it slide. But, like, obviously we're trying to get independent news outlets up there.
I will tell you something about this, though. There was a story. I don't even remember what the title. I don't remember what the story was earlier. And it was really interesting. I remember that. And it was from the Washington Post. And I wouldn't post it. I'm not going to post it. I'm not going to put anything from the Washington Post on our page, period, at all. And I mean that with a few other of these big outlets. I don't trust anything that comes out of their mouth. And as long as I'm around, I'm going to keep these stories off this page. And these people off this page. Because they're what's wrong with this country. They've created all this divisiveness. They've got way more control than the politicians, because you only hear from the politicians once every so often. You hear from the media every single day. They're the ones controlling the narrative. And people forget that it's the corporations that are in bed with the politicians, and everybody's working together to control this narrative. And people believe the stupidest stuff in the world. They believe stuff that's totally not true.
They believe that Iraq was responsible for 9/11 somehow.
There are still to this day people in this country that believe that. I don't even kind of know how.
Like, we got bombed by a Saudi Arabian terror organization that's home based in Afghanistan. Let's bomb Iraq. Well, why, Mr. President? Well,
emotion.
If I'm going to be honest with you guys, we've had this planned out for a while now, and we're just looking for an excuse.
Actually, the actual answer was, when they said why, he said, "You're either with us or you're with the terrorist. Which is it going to be, pal?" But,
who was that guy that just came out the other day? Someone that worked with Bush, the former CIA, I think it was.
And everybody said, "I'm not a terrorist."
No, someone just came out. I wouldn't call him a whistleblower, but someone came out and said, and I believe it was a former CIA, they came out and said, you know what? The whole us going into Iraq and all that, that was planned before 9/11, but 9/11 was just an excuse for us to do it. Who was it?
I forgot his name.
I mentioned
six countries.
It was only a cut. No, that's Wesley Clark. That's a different one.
Oh, okay.
But no, just within the last 2 months, someone came out.
But here's the thing: we still get like whistleblowers and people come out today. Like that, you get kind of more stuff. Look, we had the Project for New American Century. I don't need anybody to come out and tell me. You know, we know this. This is stuff that it's in black and white, written down, and the people literally signed the sheet of paper about it.
They write articles about it, just like Wesley Clark was saying. All you got to do is go look at the Daily Standard and see what they're writing.
This years ago,
and now it's the
Weekly Standard.
Yeah, there you go, Weekly Standard.
Yeah,
yeah, but you know, now you just got to go over to Washington Post if you want to know what.
Well,
the deep
state, they're just making stuff up.
Well, if you
want to
know,
literally just making.
If you want to know
up.
What the deep state is thinking, you go to the New York Times or the Washington Post.
You can tell what they're thinking by reading it, but you can't. But you have to read between the stories. You can't just
they're not just laying it out like they used to. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You have to go, oh, wow, that's total bogus. That's completely bogus. But you're trying to drive war. Clearly, if you read it, you know that they're driving war with Russia right now.
War with Russia.
And then Iran. Iran and Russia is what they want. That's what they're talking about. And so that's what they're pushing. Does that mean the stories they're posting are true? Oh, clearly not.
Have you seen how they'll criticize Trump about everything? He gave take a shit wrong, and they criticize him for it. But he can say whatever he wants about Iran. He can say whatever he wants
about
them.
Nobody has a problem with that. That's him finally standing up.
The media will not call him out on Iran, not at all. You remember when he said Iran was the largest state sponsor of terror? That was a lie. I didn't see anybody calling Trump out on that from the mainstream media. They'll let him say whatever he wants about Iran. He can do whatever he wants because the deep state got them on the platter. That's the stake that they want to bite into.
Who was it that came out with the story? Was it the Huffington Post or dare I say BuzzFeed?
BuzzFeed.
The deep state's not real?
The deep state doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
The deep what?
God.
The deep what?
It's not real, people. Go back to sleep.
Thank goodness for that.
I know. Luckily, I found out. And I was really fortunate. I found out that what character I was in The Lord of the Rings and the Deep State doesn't exist on the same site in 5 minutes. It was amazing.
I'm going to take a stab and say Legolas or Legolas.
10 reasons why the Lord of the Rings is way cooler than the Deep State. Reason number one, because the Deep State doesn't exist. And Lord of the Rings does.
Was that really?
Number six, Liv Tyler, Neff said.
Number seven will blow your mind. Unquestionably.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, we got to give out a shout out to John. I don't know if people want us blowing out their identities on air, but John has been one of our early power users on theantimedia.org, submitting us news stories. Dude, this guy is pretty good with his news. In fact, some of the stories he's posting, we're able to send some of this stuff to our journalists to have them look at these stories, and then we can have our own analysis of them and all that kind of thing. So big, huge shout out to John and the other people that are out there submitting articles all day. This is what this website is all about. And, you know, you can help us. Another thing that's really cool about this that I've noticed
is I'm starting to find new websites that are like, you know, because there's so many websites out there. There's millions and millions and millions of websites out there, and a lot of them are doing great work. And it's impossible for one person or a couple people to know all of these people and all these websites, and that's why it's up to, you know, our audience. You guys are our extended network. You know, you guys are helping us create the front page of independent media by finding these new websites and these great stories and different YouTube channels. What was that one we were talking about today, Cassius? Newsbud.
Newsbud
is a great, YouTube channel that I just discovered because of people posting it on our site. And so, you know, this is our way to really reach out and dig deep and find the analysis and stories that you're just not going to see anywhere else, really. And so huge shout out to our people that are using the site, because that's our strength. That's where we're going to make this thing happen. Keep submitting links to us, keep on sharing, upvoting, downvoting. And you know, let's make this thing happen, because it's me and SM are sitting here getting really excited, because it's working. And this is our baby, dude. We've been working on this thing for how long, man?
It's been a while.
Kicking ass. I mean, we've never been paid for these radio shows either. Hope you guys know that. We don't pay ourselves for these radio shows. Like, we've been doing this stuff for a long time because we care about it. And this new website is kicking ass, and we're like really happy about it. So thank you guys for using it and, you know, helping us do this thing.
And the big shout out to John McCain, if you're out there listening, who secretly traveled to Syria last week and nobody knew it, to meet with the rebel opposition, which, guess what, are the terrorists. And a new poll, Democrats like John McCain now. So good
there
job,
you go.
John McCain.
Send them to Syrians. We don't want them back. Well, build up a wall around the airport wherever he tries to come back in, and just keep them there. We don't want.
Let's build up a wall around John McCain. That'd be awesome.
That'd be okay with
that. There you
go.
And then he could bomb himself to death.
So we've only got a couple minutes here. I want to throw it to you, Shane, and I want to kind of get your overall take on the new page in general, your overall thoughts and what you've seen in just the first week and a half here.
Oh, absolutely phenomenal. And again, I think Nick kind of touched on my feeling about the site now, is that, you know, it really is a one-stop shop for information. And again, if you do want to explore the internet, it's also a great one-stop shop to explore all of these other like-minded sites that are doing their absolute damnedest to get the absolute truth that the mainstream media is purposely keeping from you to you. And, you know, I just think it's amazing. I really am. The response has been great. The stories have all just been phenomenal. There's a lot of stories that have gone up that I probably wouldn't have been able to catch, but again, it's all right there in one place. It's great. Everybody needs to sign up and get up. Not, don't just get on the site and check the stories out. Get on and register and be a part of it.
Yeah, you know, one thing I've noticed is that one thing me and SM have been talking about is, you know, some of these really, really good sites that really dig deep, like let's say like Consortium News and sites like these that are run by like really experienced journalists, they don't got the resources where they're putting out 20 articles a day and people are just going to go to their website and see that stuff. Some of these sites that are really, really good, they're only putting out one article a day, one article every couple of days. But when they put one out, it's like really, really good shit.
Well, it's like Unicorn style.
Yeah, and so we've found a really unique position here where we can bring all those stories together. So you don't – it's hard to remember to go to 30 different websites every day and hope that they have an article up. It's easy to go to our website and find out that we found all these stories for you guys and help bring them together
in
one place.
And then it's not even we found them. You're
out
there.
You guys are finding them with us.
Right.
Like, amazing.
That's what this is about. This is about everybody being informed. That is what the goal is. This is for people to be educated about what's really going on in the world, because for whatever reason, corporate media does not want to do its job. So the people have to do the job for them now.
Become the media. That's it. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, Corbin made like 3 videos about that. He spent many, like, I think one had a title almost identical.
We're going to have Corbett on our website every time he has a video out too, man. Corbett, great research. I love that guy.
Well, that's it for us. Thank you, Shannon, Nick, Cassius. I am SM Gibson. Jay is next. Be back.
I'ma let them know, no, do the stereo. Yo, here we go, go do the stereo, stereo.
JJ against the law.